Concluding observations. It must be kept in mind that we, the Ahmadis, bear enmity to no one. We desire the good and well-being of all. Even for our worst enemies do we not bear the slightest feeling of ill will. All we wish to see is that good character prevails in the world, man's spiritual life progresses, and the kingdom of God and his apostle gets established. We desire that whatever social, economic, cultural, or political system is adopted in the world, it should leave to God and his apostle the sphere of human life that rightfully and properly belongs to them, that people who wish to live by God's laws should not be made to deny them. We bear no enmity against Russia or communism. I personally harbor deep sympathy for this great country and sincerely wish that the Russian people, who have been victims of extreme cruelty for centuries, should march forward and witness prosperous times. But I, or any other freedom-loving person, cannot bear to watch that a misconceived social order and political philosophy become an instrument of subjugating other people. As such, we would look upon any system that is incorporated in itself the Islamic principles in regard to these matters as our own, and shall endeavor to support it to the best of our ability. Otherwise, we are duty-bound to oppose systems that seek to push religion out of its proper sphere in the life of human beings. Hunger, no doubt, involves terrible suffering for those who've had to bear its pangs, but we are not prepared to sacrifice our religion even for the sake of keeping off hunger and want from our hearths and homes. In my presentation this afternoon, I have greatly compressed the subject and have left out many things, but even so, I have taken a good deal of your time. Now that I have brought out the contrast between essential economic principles as visualized by Islam on one side and communism on the other, I trust that you will consider these issues more thoroughly and will not get carried away by mere hearsay or slogans. Intellectual progress requires that before adopting any course of action, careful and critical consideration be given to all aspects of an issue. Thus, in adopting any path or system, we must use our minds and have our eyes open. And it is essential that whatever views we adopt, we should adopt after the most careful scrutiny. Whatever course we follow, we should follow it with our eyes open. This is the only way that one can find truth and bring an end to unrest and disorder. May Allah have mercy on me and enable me to follow the path of His guidance and pleasure. May He give to you as well the wisdom and strength to follow the path full of blessings for you and for your generations to come, both in your spiritual and religious life, as well as your secular life. I conclude with, all praise belongs to Allah, Lord of all the worlds.